BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
A quick warning. This podcast contains strong language and descriptions of violence. Did you know Paul Massey?
Oh, who didn't know Paul Massey?
I know people who plan to take me out. They're no threat to me because they've got a deal of arm to me because they ain't got the fucking balls.
This is the extraordinary story of Paul Massey, gangland Mr. Big.
If somebody opened their mouth, they'd have their throat slit. That's no exaggeration, these people, the original Sopranos.
Enforcer.
He went up to the guy, grabbed him by the throat, and he punched him in the head. Jackhammer punches. And Massey gets his hair and smashes his head on the floor.
What did Paul say to you?
You work for us now, and this is how it'll work. Any questions? Of course you don't have any questions.
Showman. Made in Salford.
You couldn't run a tough area like Salford without having it at the end of an iron fist.
I'd liken him to a bit of a Robin Hood. We'll take the money from the businesses that have got money and we'll pay it back to the people who haven't. He did become a little bit of a role model, you know. You're kind, but you take no shit.
You walk in a bar with Paul, everyone's in, oh, Paul, pat on the back, Paul, do you want a drink, Paul? It's easy to see why that's likeable. But the reality is, Paul and others like him didn't get their reputation delivering furniture to old ladies.
A journey into a dangerous underworld where a code of silence reigns.
Is there any risk in you chatting to me about your days with Matthew?
It could be a little bit, yeah.
I was wondering if you'd be able to say any of that on the record.
Yeah, no chance.
I think you'd have to be guarded and the certain questions that you ask.
The inside story of a criminal empire.
He got the reputation he got because he was a feared, serious criminal. He ruined a lot of lives.
Society needs to understand the huge impact of serious and organised crime and how it affects their ordinary lives. It is very violent, it is very damaging.
The takeover of an iconic nightclub.
The bouncers started getting a bit on top. They were in charge and they were throwing their weight around. In your face.
One of us would just start a fight and beat them up or pull out a gun and shoot them or a machete and slice them or whatever.
They were chased across the hacienda and demolished at the bar. Several of them stabbed. That ended in a bloodbath, basically.
A tale of murder, revenge and gang wars.
It's shocking, isn't it? On the streets of Salford, you're having, like, sort of weapons used that you would normally associate with armies and war.
A vehicle pulled up. Men got out, balaclavas, machetes. They chopped one of his ears off. They tried to decapitate him.
I've just seen two bodies on the floor with the white sheets over him.
Tonight, a seven-year-old boy is in hospital. Hardened criminals crossed a line that no one expected them to cross.
I've got personal friends all over, and them personal friends wouldn't lie in bed at night if something happened to me.
Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
A life on the edge.
Things are done differently now. It's a different way of life out there now.
Is it more ruthless, do you think?
Totally ruthless.
I could be shot dead any time, but I've realised that for years.
I think he got involved in something he shouldn't have got involved with. And money talks, doesn't it?
It's meant to happen, it's meant to happen, and that's the end of it. I'm prepared to face that. I know the stakes.
I know the stakes. I know the stakes.
Gangster, out now on BBC Sounds.